Good morning, my brothers and sisters across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today came from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And it reads, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." The text for today points to the source of scripture and reveals that the source of all scripture is God. The word inspiration means it to be God breath, divinely breathed in and given by the breath of God. Apart from the source of scripture, the focus is also on the outlets or streams in scripture and the purpose of inspiration. In 2 Peter 1 verse 20 and 21, the Bible says, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." The first stream of inspiration from the scriptures is doctrine. Doctrine is fundamental belief, basic teaching, and foundational teaching. Through doctrine, you're able to be taught and instructed in order to be established in the core tenets of faith. The second stream of inspiration is reproof, and this refers to proving, testing, and refuting error. With the scriptures as your standard for living and discerning truth, it becomes obvious what is true from what is false when used as a plumb line. The third stream of inspiration is correction or discipline in the way or things of God. The fact that you are corrected and can be corrected is proof that you are a son of God. Hebrews 12, 7 and 8 declares, "If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons." The fourth stream of inspiration is instruction in righteousness. This has to do with training in uprightness, moral discipline, and education in right living. One of the main things that inspiration from God does is to give you understanding into things. What to do, what not to do, where to go, where not to go, who to relate with, and who not to relate with. Job 32 verse 8 says, "But there's a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding." You were created to live, operate, and function by the inspiration of the Almighty. And when you operate this way, divine success is guaranteed in your undertakings, because whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Although a good idea may be okay, a God idea is far better because of the results it will deliver. The purpose of the streams of inspiration is to make you a strong, healthy, and mature believer, fully resourced by the Spirit of God to carry out the works of God on the earth. Job 33 verse 4 says, "The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." Submit yourself to the process of God's dealings in your heart through His Spirit in order to live a victorious and overcoming life that glorifies God and blesses humanity. Hallelujah. If you'd like to engage more with me or my other ministry resources and to make a prayer request through WhatsApp, go to my Linktree account, Francis Ugbeko, and Francis Ugbeko is a single word. Or you can just click on the link and it will take you there. Now let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because you are the source and author of scripture. I come to drink from the fountain of living waters, grace, wisdom, and inspiration. I submit my heart to your spirit. I align my heart with your heart. I receive grace to become a strong, healthy, and mature believer, fully resourced by the Spirit of God to carry out the works of God on the earth through your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior, please make this confession and declaration with me. Say, "Father, I repent of my sins and I come to you today. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I see Jesus Christ into my life right now. Be my Savior and my Lord. I believe and confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. According to your word, I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Please contact us for next steps and spiritual support. For tips on leadership, wisdom, and inspiration, connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Subscribe, follow, rate, review, download and share episodes of Daily Declarations podcast on Apple Podcast and Spotify. Before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. I am Francis Ubeyeku. Bye for now and God bless.